April 30th, 985 ME. Prince Iman, new city, Alanthea. They were coming to kill him. Blood from Prince Iman's manacled wrists dripped to the dungeon floor, a monotonous, hollow sound in the darkness. Sulphur eked into the dank cell, choking him, a foul stench, rotten, evil. Hidden in the bowels of the palace, he heard a wicked coven preparing a ritual, shouting blasphemies and crying enchantments. Drunk on the prospect of forbidden power, they inhaled the toxic fumes of their own demise and proclaimed its sweet perfume. Treacherous fools. He warned them, nay, beseeched them, but their hearts turned to stone and their feet rushed to do violence. Despite all his efforts, rebellion infected his kingdom. The millennium was paradise. Until now. With darkness closing in, he clung to hope, praying the supreme ruler of millennial Earth, the Iron King, would intervene and avert the coming atrocity. Iman raised his chin, drawing himself upright, gathering his courage. He had been placed on the Alanthean throne by the Iron King himself. Thus, no matter how dire his circumstances, honor demanded he not falter, that he stay strong. The mantle of responsibility rested on his shoulders. It was his duty. His kingdom needed him. His son needed him. An image of a brown-eyed boy flashed across his mind, and he threw back his head and howled. But the cold walls absorbed his anguish, the cry of his soul drowned out by the beat of a sinister drum. No one heard him. No one was coming. Below, the frenzied ritual changed. Their chants grew softer, chilling. They were singing. It was ancient, haunting. His eyes bulged, discerning the words. They were beckoning evil, by name. They hid their faces when they chained him in this pit. Beaten and semi-conscious, he smelled their sweat, full of animal aggression, felt their anticipation, saw their lust-crazed eyes. They wanted him to know. They wanted to watch his face when they told him. He was going to be a sacrifice. His blood used to unleash hell on earth. Marching feet reverberated up the passageway. Death was on the move. Fear roared up his spine. In one last futile attempt to break free, he threw himself against the chains, sparking an electrical storm. A lightning strike of pain sizzled down his arms. Blood thundered in his ears as sweat rained off his nose. When the dark storm of shadows reached his cell, hope died. Time had run out. They seized him. He fought with the frenzy of a condemned man, nothing to lose. He levied curses on their heads and spat in their faces. Bound and chained, he struggled in vain. A dozen cruel hands restrained him, and a jeweled staff crushed his windpipe, pinning him against the wall. Held still and silent, an injection pierced his right arm. He hung chained to the dungeon wall like an abandoned puppet. Treachery. Betrayal. In his own house. Sleep beckoned. The blackness was a comfort now. Alanthea's rebellion had begun.